lan.
Good morning. My name is Ned Sloan, and I'm the attorney for the appellant, Mr. Melson. About 5 years ago, Mr. Melson, being the only African American in his shop, there was a noose hung over his door on 6/2/05. On 6/19, he received counseling, and on 10/18, he filed a formal complaint, and then an investigation ensued from 9/24 to April 30th. After the completion of the investigation, the agency notified his counsel, me, and he was presented with a notice where he had the option to request a hearing before EEOC, or he could get an immediate decision from the agency. He opted for the hearing. A couple months later, on 10/28/06, he decided to withdraw his complaint and his request for a hearing from EEOC. On the next day,
you know why that happened?
He indicated that he simply did not want to be involved with EEOC. There was no particular reason other than he decided that he wanted eventually to go to court. On the next day,
you said 10/28. I thought it was 11/28.
I'm sorry, 11/28/06. Yeah. And then the next day, 11/29, the administrative judge granted the withdrawal, and the second part of his action, he dismissed the complaint with prejudice.
What do you suppose that meant?
I suppose that means? What that means is that if the appellant decided to come back, let's just say that he withdraws his complaint for whatever reason, and it goes back to the agency automatically. The agency has 60 days to do a final agency report. Prior to that 60 days, he decides he wants to go back and get a hearing. Because the administrative judge says your case has been dismissed with prejudice, he can't go back to get a hearing.
You can't go back before the administrative judge again.
That's how I look at it. So this case turns on whether or not the administrative judge was acting under the regulations or under law. There's no provision at all for the administration to dismiss the case. He seems to
Well, there is that regulation that gives him the authority to make a decision. You know, that's a decision, isn't it? Dismiss.
There are nine indications in which he can dismiss the case under the regulations. He did not follow any of those conditions, not one, because they indicate that he has to notify the parties, to give the parties an opportunity to express their views, etc. So, but I'm talking about the request for a hearing. The request for a hearing is strictly administrative. The motion was submitted, and it had as a pleading. It did not have to be submitted as a pleading. It could have been submitted as a letter. I could have submitted a letter to the administrative judge and say, I want to withdraw my complaint. Under what circumstances can the administrative judge says, you can't withdraw your complaint, or if you do, I'm going to dismiss it. I withdraw your complaint and dismiss it with prejudice. That doesn't make sense. So, let's assume that after the judge acts and dismisses the complaint, the agency is supposed to, within 40 days, issue an order whereby they are supposed to notify the complainant whether or not they will support the decision, and then they send the complainant his appeal rights. Or if they don't support the decision, then they have the right to appeal. If they do not...
Or if they don't act, it becomes final automatically.
If they don't act, it becomes final automatically. It becomes the agency's final decision. When the agency has the...
And that then triggers the deadline, right?
No.
No?
No, no, no. They have to issue a report. They have to issue a final agency decision under 110B. They have to issue a report. Remember, this case was never tried on its merits. The appellant has a statutory right for a hearing or a decision on the record. So under 110B, it says final action by the agency in all other circumstances.
Isn't 110 where the agency actually acts as compared to 109, which is what happens if the agency doesn't act?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
So 614.109I, yes. The last sentence, yes. I is about decisions by administrative law judges. The last sentence says, if an agency does not issue a final order within 40 days,
yes,
then the decision of the administrative judge shall be the final action of the agency.
Final action of the agency.
Right. So there's nothing, the part you're talking about, which is 614.110, is reports by the agency. But if the agency doesn't do anything at all, isn't that the end of the matter?
Well,
that's final agency action.
But when they issue final agency the action, they have the obligation or responsibility to submit to the complainant, let him know what they have done, and communicate to him his appeal rights. He has the right to appeal within 30 days. He has 90 days to go to court. The agency never did that.
The sentence that Judge Garland raised contemplates, I suppose, that there'll be times when nothing happens after the ALJ decision, and that it'll become final automatically. And I realize that's can be a trap for the unwary, but isn't that what it says? And once it becomes final agency action, then trigger the 90-day requirement?
Under 110A, the administrative judge can dismiss the case in accordance with B, G, or I. That is notice to the parties notice without a hearing, or there's another instance, but...
Wait, you left one out.
Pardon?
You left one out. On his own initiative.
Yes, on his own initiative,
well,
right.
What happened here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Why isn't that what happened here?
Well, he can do that on his own initiative, but he has an obligation to inform the parties.
That's not what B says. It's an either or.
I didn't hear you. I don't know.
B doesn't say that. Subsection B doesn't say he has to. If he does it on his own initiative, he has to inform the parties.
B says notice to the parties. He has to give party notice.
It says pursuant to 107, on their own initiative, after notice to the parties, or upon the agency's motion. Where
okay.
is
B.
The...
B, 109, administrative...
The way you read it is to say that there are only two ways. One is on the agency's motion to dismiss, and the other is pursuant to Section 1614. Is that the way you read it?
Under 1614...
That point 107?
Yes, 107... describes the different ways or conditions under which the administrative judge can dismiss cases.
Are there only two ways? Is that the way you read it? Only two ways?
Uh, under 110A, there are three ways. What I'm saying is that the administrative judge did not follow any of those ways when he dismissed the case.
Let me put it this way. Can an administrative judge dismiss a case on motion of the complainant?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you find that authority in 1614? 108, 109, 110, where?
He has the authority when he, I can't think of the section, but he has the authority over to exercise supervision over the complaint. And if somebody comes in and say, if the complainant comes in and say, I would like to dismiss my case, he can dismiss the case.
That's a decision of his.
Yeah, decision, but that is not what happened.
He has the authority to make decisions.
Yes, but that is not what happened. What happened was the motion was to withdraw. He confused the motion with withdraw with dismissed, with the dismissal.
What's the difference?
There is a difference. If you decide to withdraw your complaint for whatever reason, let's say that you're sick and you want to withdraw and come back. So you submit the motion, say, I want to withdraw. He says, fine, withdraw. And in this instance, he dismissed it. Why would he do that? Under what circumstances does he do that?
What did you anticipate would happen after, say, withdrawal had been granted?
In every instance, when you submit a motion to withdraw the complaint to the judge, what he does is remand the case to the agency so that the agency can issue a final decision.
You're saying ordinarily it would be remanded to the agency?
Every instance, okay. It's remanded to the agency.
And this order didn't use that language, and there could have been something filed with the agency, therefore, didn't the order, I guess, put you on notice that something was different was going on here?
Well, I don't view it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I view is that I submitted the simple motion to have the case, to withdraw the case, and he rewrote my motion.
So let me just follow this up. If it had been withdrawn the way you articulated, and it goes back to the agency, but nothing happens, then after 180 days, you can file the complaint in district court. Is that the expectation?
You can file after it goes back to the agency, after it's remanded to the agency. You can wait. The agency, in this instance, would have 60 days to file a decision. Frequently at the department,
suppose they did nothing. Then after 180 days of nothing, I suppose,
you can file your claim in court.
Okay.
Okay.
And so that's the difference here, is waiting 180 days versus having to file within 90 days.
Yes. Right. But you don't have to wait that 180 days. They're supposed to give you a decision in 60 days. If they don't give you a decision.
If there's no decision, if you hear nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you have to wait 180 days, right?
You can file the claim in court at any point after it comes back, after it's remanded.
Take it. Do you think that the district court's, the ALJ's order here was unlawful then? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's without basis in the regulations or law.
So that being the case, why not appeal it at that point?
Well, when it comes back to the agency, remember, this is administrative. This is an administrative procedure to withdraw one's request for the hearing. Just like when you request a hearing, you submit to EEOC a checkoff that I want to have a hearing. If 2 days later you come back and say, I don't want to have a hearing, and you send a notice to the judge, is he supposed to say, no, you're going to have a hearing anyway? It's administrative. There's no provision in law or regulation for him to deny you the request to withdraw.
Right. So, but the problem here is that the judge did something that you think is unlawful. Assume for the moment it is unlawful. does that make it any less final because it's unlawful? I mean, isn't the next step to go to court to challenge that or to go to an appeal in the agency to challenge that?
In this instance, the agency has the responsibility because he said, I will grant the motion to withdraw. When he says that, automatically the case goes back to the agency. So the agency has a responsibility to issue a final agency decision under the regulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll hear from the government.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Andrea McBarnett, and I represent the United States. In this case, the administrative judge made a decision. And whether that decision was right or wrong, it was a decision that became the final action by the agency. After 40 days under 109I, if an agency doesn't make a final order, the decision by the administrative judge becomes the final agency action.
Do you know how typical this is?
I do not know how typical it is. That's not in the record. I don't have that information. But certainly here, when the action became final for the agency, the plaintiff had the opportunity to appeal if the plaintiff didn't agree with that decision. Could have appealed within 30 days. And the plaintiff also had the opportunity to go directly to district court within 90 days if the plaintiff felt that
the order itself is confusing because it's entitled notice of withdrawal, not notice of dismissal. I agree. Obviously, you read the words of it then and you come to dismiss, but I think this is sounds like an unusual circumstance where there was confusion.
I don't believe that this is necessarily confusing. Here, certainly, the plaintiff asked for his complaint to be withdrawn. There's no residual authority that the regulations give to the agency to maintain the case. So when the case is withdrawn, it's over. The administrative judge has full adjudicative authority here.
Well, could he have interpreted the words withdraw his complaint from the administrative EEO process as meaning withdrawing it from the EEOC but not from the agency's process?
Your Honor, that is not what the plaintiff requested. The language that the plaintiff requested, if you look at the Joint Appendix A61, it simply comes now complainant by and through undersigned counsel and files this motion to withdraw complaint and the request for a hearing. So on the record,
is the complaint filed with the EEOC or with the agency?
The complaint is filed with the agency, but a plaintiff has an opportunity to take the case to an administrative law judge. And when that happens under 109A, the administrative law judge gets full adjudicative authority. And that's what happened here.
If this has been filed in federal court, if a party files a complaint in federal court pursuant to Rule 3 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and they filed a motion like this, requesting withdrawal, the order that the district judge would issue would say the complaint is dismissed.
I believe that's correct.
Because Rule 41 requires that. That's what Rule 41 says of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedures. So are you accepting the idea that there's a difference between dismissal and withdrawal? Please dismiss my complaint. Please withdraw my complaint. What's the difference?
Well, at the administrative level, there's no difference. Because once the administrative judge has authority for the case, withdrawing the case, dismissing the case is the same thing. The case does not go back to the agency when the administrative law judge makes a decision.
What if it had never gone to the ALJ in the first place? How would the deadlines have played out then?
If it hadn't gone to the ALJ?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the agency has 180 days to investigate the case. And
if the agency had done nothing?
Then the plaintiff would have the opportunity to bring his case to the district court.
But only after 180 days, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's clearly what the confusion was, it seems to me.
Well, perhaps confusion to the plaintiff, but...
Right. No, not saying that means the plaintiff wins. I'm just saying there was obvious confusion.
I don't think it's confusing because there's nothing in the regulations that takes the case.
You don't think these regs are confusing? I beg to differ.
Well,
you've been spending too long with them.
Yes.
But there is nothing in the regulations that calls for a plaintiff to bounce back and forth between the agency and then the administrative law judge and then back to the agency.
There's one element of the regs that I think the government's position was a little ambiguous, at least. Do you, in your briefs and it appears in the argument below, it appeared the government's position was 90 days after the ALJ's decision. Now it appears your position is 90 days, I mean, the ALJ's position, decision plus 40 days of non-action and then 90 days from then. Is that correct?
I think under the regulations, the plaintiff has the opportunity to appeal.
But in a situation where there's no appeal, which
then
is this case.
I do think it's 40 days and then 90 days.
Right, okay. And that's this case?
Yes. Okay. And certainly not 2 years later to file in district court, which the plaintiff then did.
If we have no further questions?
Thank you.
Does Mr. Sloan have any more time?
Mr. Sloan did not have any more time.
All right, we'll give you another minute. Come on, it's okay. Come on up. You can have another minute.
Yes, just briefly. There is a difference between withdraw and dismiss. There is a difference between those two terms. Why this presents a problem is a mystery to me. I have submitted numerous motions to withdraw, and the administrative judge always remands the case to the agency. As a matter of fact,
and I'm interested in that. And so, what happens?
What happens is that the agency then, under 109B, provides a final agency decision.
So, in your experience, when that happens, something more happens at the agency.
Of course, and that's why you withdraw.
And do you have to do something with the agency to trigger that?
What's that again?
Do you have to file something new with the agency?
No.
It's the order itself that triggers it.
When you withdraw...
This order is phrased differently. It doesn't remand to the agency.
But you don't have to, because this is procedural or administrative, I could have submitted a motion to remand, or I could have submitted a motion to withdraw and remand the complaint or the hearing back to the agency. You don't have to do that. This is just an administrative matter. The client wanted to remove his case from the EEOC, and I did that in terms of a pleading. It doesn't have to be a pleading. It's administrative. And it's as simple as that.
You could have sent a letter or fax or whatever.
Yeah, a letter. It's a letter. I want to withdraw my case. This is notice that I'm withdrawing my case. Is the administrative judge going to say, I'm not going to let you do that? No, of course not. It's ridiculous. Finally, the appellant has a statutory right to a hearing or to a final agency's decision. Remember, this case has never been tried on its merits, notwithstanding the fact that the case was removed from EEOC. It goes back to the agency, and the agency always has the final say. They were supposed to come up with a final agency decision on the merits and then notify the complainant of his appellate rights. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sloan. Case will be taken under submission. Call the next case.